Morning, everybody. Y'all awake? That's a yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am. That's a question. I wasn't asking for y'all. Just look at me. I'm an interactive kind of teacher. Y'all awake? All right. I want to pray for you real quick, okay? Just try to quiet your heart for just a second and ask the Lord to speak to your heart. Please, I don't want you to hear me. I want you to hear Him. So, Holy Spirit, we just thank you that you are here. Jesus, I thank you that you are present. And Lord, you know that I don't have anything to say, but you always do. You always do. And so I just pray, sweet Jesus, that you would speak to every single one of our hearts right now this morning. That our hearts would be open to hear your sweet voice and to obey what you ask us to do. Thank you for worship. Thank you for this house. Thank you for this school. Thank you, Jesus, that you are lifted high here. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you that you are in charge of everything. The whole earth is in the palm of your hand. The whole earth. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read something to you. Out of Isaiah, and I don't normally sound this croaky, so I apologize for sounding so croaky. I'm thankful to be here. I really am. I'm not ever sick, so this is very weird for me to have laryngitis. This is very strange. God teaches you a lot when you have to be quiet. I don't know if y'all know that or not, but He teaches you a lot when you have to be quiet, and I have had to be quiet a lot here lately. Isaiah chapter 6 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I don't have time to teach about King Uzziah, but it's worthy of some investigation on your part. King Uzziah was anointed by God and was used by God for many years, and he decided he would get prideful, and it cost him everything. It's a worthy thing for you to study. Everything in Scripture is there to teach you something. It's not boring. If you think it's boring, I'm going to pray for a revival in your heart today. I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Hovering around the Lord were mighty seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with the remaining two they flew. Verse 3. In a great chorus they sang, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." The whole earth is filled with His glory. The glorious singing, listen to this, verse 4. This glorious singing shook the temple to its foundations, and the entire sanctuary was filled with smoke. Wow. Verse 5. And then Isaiah, said, "My destruction is sealed. I'm a sinful man and a member of a sinful race. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." And one of the seraphim flew over to the altar, and he picked up a burning coal with a pair of tongs, and he touched my lips with it, and he said, "This coal, Isaiah, has touched your lips, and your guilt is removed, and your sin is forgiven." And then I heard the Lord asking a question. Who should I send as a messenger to my people, and who will go for us? And then Isaiah said, "Lord, I'll do it. I'll go, I'll do it." Many of you may have heard this before. One of the challenging things about living in Mississippi is we get so used to the Word of God, it becomes common. And that is one of my greatest struggles. One of my personal greatest struggles. We have 2,000 evangelical churches just in the Jackson metro area. Everybody should already be saved. I pray it doesn't become common to you. And that's all I can tell you is if it's become common to you, ask the Lord even this morning for a revival in your own spirit, in your own heart. Because that's not a common. Would y'all say that's a common occurrence? Where the whole building shakes and it fills with smoke and you see God. Anybody? Is that normal? Hello? Y'all awake? I mean, that is wild. Right? Can I tell you something? Our family is the least likely to get to do what we get to do. And I mean it. We get to do it. A lot of people say to us, I feel so bad for y'all. Like, I worry about you. And people text me all kind of crazy stuff. And they watch the news to see if they're going to drag my body out on the news. And I'm on their prayer list. And I'm thinking, take me off your prayer list. Okay, I don't want to be on your prayer list if that's what you pray, that I'm going to be drug out on the news in a body bag. Take me off. Yay! I don't want to be on that prayer list. Anybody want to be on that prayer list? Wow. I get all kind of crazy messages, and I don't see it that way. I really see it as, thank you, Jesus, that what a privilege and what an honor that you would allow our family to serve you in Jackson, Mississippi. And I'm not being super spiritual. That's just how I feel about it. It's a privilege. Isaiah, when he first saw the Lord, he fell out. Did y'all see that? He didn't go, cool, God's here. Take a selfie. This is awesome. Wow. No, he didn't. He fell out. He said, I'm undone. I'm dead. I'm done. I'm done. I'm dead. I'm toast. He didn't start out with yay. He started out with the truth, right? Which is, who am I? I feel that way every day. My degree is in dentistry, in teeth. Very unlikely. I'm very vanilla. Have y'all noticed I'm a little vanilla? Did you know that nobody on Ferris Street is vanilla? Everybody on Ferris Street is chocolate. And sometimes that's a little bit of a pickle. Chocolate and vanilla, sometimes, in my life. Personally, because I live there, and that's sometimes a bit of a challenge. You know, something happened to Isaiah, and we don't know how long this time period was. We don't know if it was a whole day that he was fell out before the Lord. We don't know if it was a few minutes, a few seconds. The Bible's funny because time is different, right? But something happened between him saying, oh, I'm undone, I'm a dead man, to, I'll do it. Here I am, God, send me. I'll go. Something happened. Would you agree? Yes? One of the things I love about students like yourselves is you actually really do believe. Once you really believe in something, y'all are amazing. Y'all really are. We went, I have some friends that run a beautiful ministry up north, like north, Harvard, Princeton, all the Ivy Leagues. And believe it or not, they have us come speak all the time. Isn't that funny? I know. You're thinking, why? I don't know. But we were up there just a few weeks ago, and all these brilliant, brilliant students, MIT, Princeton, Harvard, Brown, I mean, really brilliant 4.0 full ride people. Okay, not a joke. And here's their conundrum. Here's their problem. Because they've all gotten saved and full of Jesus, and they're all excited about serving God, right? But they go, but I'm so smart. So my education is getting in the way of me serving God. Miss Amy, I believe that, and I want to serve God. Yes, but I also want to change the world. And I want to end malaria, and I want to end war, and I want to come help you, and I want to in poverty, and I want to help children be able to read. Do you know we have 30,000 students in our public school system that are in a failing public school system in Jackson, Mississippi? Did you know that? Y'all awake? Hello? Did you know that? Well, somebody should do something. I want you to say this out loud. I am somebody. That was really pitiful. Say it again. I am somebody. God uses somebodies. And so I sat with this amazing. She was the president of the student body at Princeton. And she's all upset and she's all conundrumed up. She's just all confused. I said, what's the problem? She said, I'm the blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, why is that a problem? She said, but now I love Jesus. I said, great! She said, you don't see my problem. I said, you don't have a problem at all. Before, who do you, by the way, who do you think gave you your brain? Who gets a full ride to Harvard and gets to be the student body president? And you're a believer. That's amazing. Are you crazy? What are you doing? She said, Miss Amy, you're not being very sympathetic. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not being sympathetic because you have been given an incredible opportunity. You've said yes to Jesus, and now you're letting the enemy and all this swirly stuff get you off base. Y'all awake? The enemy wants to come at all of us with all the reasons why it won't work. Right? It won't work. You're white. You're black. You're a woman. You're at Princeton. You're stupid. You're smart. You got a 4.0. You're in MIT. Oh, my gosh. I want to change the world. But I don't know how. But I don't have any money. But my mama. Hey, stop. Something happened between Isaiah saying, oh, my gosh, I'm a dead guy. I'm not going to make it. Oh, my gosh. To, I'll do it. Do you know that's all God wants? We are the most unlikely people to do what we do. It's hilarious to me. We have between 4,000 and 5,000 volunteers come every year. Some of y'all have come to my house. And a lot of them come from other parts of the world and other parts of the country. And they want us to tell them in some sort of a articulate something, how to magically make this happen. And I'm not being ugly. I'm just like, well, it's a lot of miracles. It's a lot of miracles. And they go, I know that. But I'm like, well, sit down. I'll talk to you about the theology, and I'll talk to you about the finances, and I'll talk to you about all of that. But do y'all really listen? I look at them, and I'm like, my degree is in dentistry and teeth. My husband's degree is in engineering. He went to Auburn. Do we look like people that can transform a city? Can you hear us talk? Are you listening to me? Do you honestly think that we are under a delusion that we can do it by ourselves? And they go, yeah, that's a good point. Because my husband is just a good old, sweet, smart, amazing man of God from Alabama. Listen, the enemy wants you to believe all the lies, right? Hello? Y'all ever hear this voice? You're stupid? Yes? Three people. Everybody else is asleep. Wake up. You're stupid. You can't do this. You're not smart enough. You're not talented enough. You don't have enough money. What's your mama going to think? What's your daddy going to think? You're fat. You're ugly. Your hair looks weird. You got a pimple on your face. Lord have mercy. What are you doing? Stop. Do you ever hear that voice? Do you know that I hear that voice every day and I'm not schizophrenic? I'm not. Don't you think I'm weird? I'm not. I hear the voice of the enemy every day saying this is too hard. It's too dark. It's too difficult. It's too dangerous. Oh my gosh, bad things could happen. Oh my goodness, what are you going to do? And then I look at the face of Jesus and he's not freaking out. Did you know that? That's what I told that smart girl at Winston University. I said, he's not freaking out. You're the only one freaking out. You're just wasting a lot of energy and calories. The Lord gave you the brain. The Lord gave you himself. He saved your life. The Lord gave you his word. The Lord gave you his spirit. What are you freaking out about? She said, I can't. I said, that's right, you can't. She said, you're weird. Why did they ask y'all to come up here? I said, I don't know. They just did. Maybe they want you to see the Word and the Spirit flowing together. Y'all don't know my story. I'll just tell you real quickly. I am very, very unqualified to do what I do. I grew up at the end of a dirt road. Anybody understand the end of a dirt road? Like you go down a dirt road and then another one, and then if you find my daddy's house, you're real lost. Like, real lost. Okay? I went to Kosciuszko Public High School. I love that this sanctuary is used for worship. I actually went to Bethel Independent Methodist Church. This used to be an independent Methodist church. I came here 30 years ago when I was a college student. Isn't that funny? And God has restored it and using it for worship. Yay! It was in bad shape, and they restored it. Thank you, Bellhaven. And I met Jesus when I was a girl at the old church. And I was 9. Nobody in that church had ever clapped or sang loud or run or got excited. I don't think they have since. But I took off running from the back of that old church to the very front, and I fell out like Isaiah at the front. Why? I don't know. It's just called a miracle. Hello? And the Spirit of God breathed on me, scared everybody to death. Nobody knew what to do. Nobody moved. And you know, Jesus saved me as a girl all by myself. We didn't have a youth pastor, children's pastor. We didn't have all that stuff. We didn't have a worship team. I played the piano. I started playing the piano. I was in the second grade. I know, hymns, blessed assurance, just as I am. Anybody awake? Anybody raised on hymns? I love hymns. I loved worship this morning. Bless me. And it was a radical, radical transformation in my life. Radical. Like, I went home to our little house that was about 800 square feet, and I broke all of our records. Y'all now know what records are, because now they're vintage, right? Okay, I'm vintage. I didn't know that, but I'm vintage. Now records are back because it's vintage, but that's all we had. And I broke them all, and I took all the posters off of the wall in our little room, and I tore them up in little pieces, rock and roll. Why'd I do that? Because what had come inside of me would no longer tolerate what was in my room. You awake? I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about real Jesus Christ coming and living inside of a person. And I wish I could tell you that there has been no bumps between now and I'm almost 51 years old, but I would be lying, and I don't lie. I have a lot of faults, but I do not lie. When I got to high school, I made a really stupid decision. Anybody in here ever made a stupid decision? 4 people. Okay. Everybody else is lying. Okay. That's a problem. We've all made stupid decisions. That's why we need Jesus. Amen. That's why we need grace. Hello. I made a decision, I'm sad to tell you, when I was a senior in high school, that I wanted to be popular and cool, and I didn't want to serve God anymore. Really stupid. Dangerous, beyond dangerous. And I walked away from God, and I became Miss Popular Everything because I thought that was really important. Really, really stupid. And I got me a job working at a dentist office, and I saved my money, and I bought a $600 Chevette. Not a Corvette, a Chevette. It's a very different car. You had to park it on a hill and push it and pop the clutch for it to go. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I got a scholarship to go to Mississippi State University. I got inducted into the most popular sorority. Stupid, 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 stupid. I got invited to go to this stupid party with Mr. Wonderful at Mississippi State. Y'all know what a stupid party is? Yes, you do, don't you? Yes? You know what a stupid party is? Don't go. Look at somebody and say, don't go. Don't do it. Y'all are grown people. Listen to me. You have more influence than you realize. Don't go. And I went, and I saved my money, and I bought this little outfit to look cute to go with Mr. Wonderful to this party. Mr. Wonderful gave me a styrofoam cup with what I thought was lemonade. It was not lemonade. I never had a drink of alcohol in my life. Mr. Wonderful proceeded to give me another cup of lemonade, what I thought was lemonade. And Mr. Wonderful decided to rape me that night, and that's how I lost my virginity. I didn't tell a soul. I didn't call the cops. I didn't tell my parents. I didn't tell my sister who I was living with. I didn't go to the hospital because I blamed who? Who did I blame? The devil does one thing, young people: kill, steal, and destroy. I had a good brain, so I did not lose my scholarship. I got accepted down here, I moved down to Jackson, started going to dental school. My brain was going good, but on the inside I was unraveling. My last year of school, I had tried everything. I had tried therapy, I had tried counseling, I had tried every kind of thing you could imagine, you name it, I had done it. And we all know that doesn't heal pain. Yes or no? It doesn't heal. It doesn't. I had tried everything except Jesus. And I climbed out the window of a very tall building, and I decided I was going to end the pain. I was going to take my life. Middle of the night. I didn't write a note. I didn't talk to anybody. And as I climbed out that window, I was positive I would go to hell, but I didn't care. I just wanted the pain to stop. People say to me all the time, I don't know how in the world you do what you do and live there and minister to those people and those crazy people and all those prostitutes and drug addicts. Lord, Amy, how in the world? How do you do that? And I say, that's me. That's all of us. We are all those people that Jesus came down here to save. Do you understand? Yes. We are all those people that he came for. We just might look a little different. Some of us may have all our teeth. As I jumped out that window, I climbed out, and as I went to take that step to leap off and take my life, one thing came out of my mouth. If you don't hear anything else I say today, it's okay. You don't have to remember me or my name or nothing. The only thing that came out of me when I started to jump was one word. And the word Jesus came out of my mouth. And I rocked backwards on that ledge. Listen to me. The name of Jesus Christ is still as powerful as it was back in when this word was written. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows. Every tongue will confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Depression has to bow. You hear me? Anybody awake? And I don't know why, except for the grace of God, I stopped and I kept talking and I said, Jesus, I don't believe you would take me back. And I didn't. I had zero faith that it would get better. I said, I don't think you would take me back. But if you did take me back, I'd give you my whole life. How many of you know there's a difference of praying to get an A on a test and not get a speeding ticket, and there's a difference of praying and you really, 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 really mean it? Right? There's a whole different layer of praying, and I meant what I was praying. Do you hear me? It wasn't just like a get me out of jail quick kind of prayer. And listen to me, Jesus Christ came out that window and he physically pulled me back in off that ledge. I don't care if you don't believe me, I'm standing here. Not only did he heal me and take me back, he literally transformed me. People wonder why, Miss Amy, why are you like this? Because he's real. It's not a joke, it's not religion, it's real. Do you hear me? It's real. Do you think Isaiah was just saying that? That was just words? I don't think so. Isaiah gave everything. Anybody know how Isaiah died? Some of you biblical study smart guys. They put that prophet's body inside of a log, inside of a tree, and they sawed his body in half for telling the truth. Some of you need to study your history. Well, that doesn't seem fair. You know what fair is? Fair is where we get corn dogs and chicken on a stick and we walk around and eat biscuits. That's what fair is. What happened to the King of Glory isn't fair. Right? Yes? But yet he's kind, isn't he? Look at us all here today in our right mind, with clothes on, with our minds working. This morning, we're right now swimming in grace. Now, if you choose to say, yes, Lord, here am I, I'll do it, send me, yay! It's going to look a little different than you think. Did you know that? Do you want it to look your way or you want it to look a better way? Because your way is very limited. Would you all agree with that? Your way is very limited. But his way is so much better. Well, Miss Amy, that scares me. I mean, something bad could happen. I mean, my goodness alive. I mean, I don't know what... You're right. Something bad could happen. But can I tell you that the fun and the joy and the people getting transformed, including us, is way outweighing any of the bad stuff. Do you hear me? Yes? when I leave here today and I go back over to Fair Street where I live, which is just a few streets, by the way, y'all can come see me. I brought some stuff. If y'all want to know where I am, you can come see me. When I leave here in a minute and I go home, this afternoon, well, I'll get to minister to some of the, well, all day, actually. I get to minister to some of what some people would say, the most difficult, hopeless people you could ever minister to. I disagree. When I walked in our coffee shop this morning at 8:30, there were two young men sitting there. And I said, hey, fellas, what's happening? Miss Amy, you got a minute? Sure. One is about that tall. Big old huge black dude. What's happening? He said, I'm going to make a change. I'm serious this time. I'm going to make a change. I've been invited to go to Colorado. I'm going to get out of this mess. Would you help me? Yes, sir, I will. Other young man, Miss Amy, you got a minute? I sure do. Miss Amy, I just got a job. I'm working at McDonald's. Would you pray for me? First time I've ever had a job in my life. Yes, I will. That's a really big deal. Some of y'all think you're too good to work at McDonald's. Shame on you. I went upstairs. This morning we fed probably 40 or 50 families today of people that don't have anything to eat. I have a lot of people that say, well, I think you're enabling people. I think you're, they read all those toxic charity books and all that. Let me ask you a question. Jesus said, when somebody's hungry, what should you do? But what if there's some, what if, did he say that? If somebody's naked, what should you do? Isn't it simple? Do y'all see how simple this good news is? Now I'm going to pray for you, and I'll let you go to class or wherever you're going to go. You do not have to listen to me. You do not have to believe me. But I do pray with all the faith I've got that you'll listen to the Word of God, that you'll listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart, because He is speaking to your heart. He really is, whether you know it or not. There was a little family that comes every afternoon with all of their children that we get to help them with homework. And the mom, when she has to leave work to get her kids that are in a failing Jackson Public School, because that's all she can send them to, she leaves her job where she makes $8 an hour. She goes and gets her children. She gets them out of that failing school, and she brings them to us every afternoon to help them read. How many of y'all can read? Look around there. Look, Dr. Beard, they're all tutors. In my world, if you can read, you're a tutor. Mississippi still leads the nation in people that cannot read and write. Listen to me. If a child does not learn how to read and write by the end of the third grade, that child always, always, always drops out of school. If that child drops out of school, 92% of those grown children go where? Anybody know? Anybody know? They go to jail because there's no options for them. In the state of Mississippi, 86% of jobs you have to have at least a high school education. Is anybody understanding how your little life could actually affect a whole state? Anybody? Well, I'm just a little teacher. I'm just going to be a... Stop that! You're more than a little teacher. Do you hear me? This mama came in last week. She's about this big. She's a little skinny little woman. And she said, Miss Amy, please pray for me. I don't want to lose my kids. I don't know what else to do. Thank you for loving my children. They're learning how to read from y'all. I really want to help them with their homework, but I can't read either. You know what she didn't need me to do? She didn't need me to preach at her and tell her she was stupid. I just took that little mama in my little arms and held her, and we prayed and cried. I said, your babies can come here every day. Every day. And you can come too. So if you don't mind, I'm going to pray with you real quick. And I'll let you go. Father, I thank you that your plans for everybody in this house, just like they were for Isaiah, are good. Your plans for every single one of us, old and young, are good. I pray in Jesus' name for every one of us to not believe the lie that we can't, to not believe the lie, it's just a lie, that we would choose to believe when we say, here I am, God, send me, I'll do it. I'll do it. That might mean that we walk out of this building and we obey you to love on somebody in the cafeteria that is at the end of their rope. That might mean that we literally walk out of this room and go and share the good news with somebody in class that literally is at the point of jumping off place. And we don't have to, but we get to share the good news. I praise you for what this school stands for and how they are doing their best to try to teach their students the Word of God. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would breathe on this place, on this school, on this faculty, on this student. Holy Spirit, that you would breathe, that we would see such a revival happen in our city that it would blow us away, that we would be blown away just by little people like us, little people like Isaiah, little students, little faculty members, little moms, little kids, little teenagers, just says, Lord, I'll do it. Here I am, God. Send me, God. I'll do it. I'll do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys for listening. Great blessings on y'all. Thank you, Dr. Perry.